email column@rte.ie.
The Colm Hayes Show on 2FM.
Yes, it is Sunday night at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, is it?
Yes.
Who? What's Amy Poehler in?
Parks and Recreation. And you know her, the blonde girl. You know her. Yeah. Oh, you do. You know.
I've seen the clips of them doing last year's, but I've never watched Parks and Recreations. They're going to present the 71st Golden Globes Awards, and Amanda's here to have a look at some of them. First off, just explain, Golden Globes, what is it? Who votes and what do you get?
Yeah, it's awarded by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and that's made up of less than 100 people, would you believe?
Really?
And about roughly 6,000 people vote on the Oscars. So when you think about that difference, that less than 100 people decide the winners of this, and who they are journalists who are based in LA or based in California, reporting on the entertainment industry for newspapers and TV and radio outside of America. So say you could be living over in California working on the entertainment for RTE or whatever, you would probably be a member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Well, right. Yeah. It's strange. It's strange that it's such a big event as well, isn't it?
And it's a bit different in the Oscars how they divide categories up as well. Yeah. This is the one where they separate drama from comedy and musical. And it's become a bit of a farce, really, because if you look at this year's nominees in the Best Comedy Musical category, very few of them are comedies. And what classes as a musical in the Hollywood Foreign Press eyes this year is a movie like Inside Llewyn Davis, which is about a folk singer and has some songs in it, but you wouldn't really call it a musical. It's not Mary Poppins or whatever, you know. So that division of categories is kind of grating on some people at the moment.
It begs the question, how did it get so big? I never realised it was the overseas press. Like, how does it get so big then? And if you say there's only a couple of hundred people voting.
Yeah, it kind of grew. I remember reading up about it before, that back in the 60s, it was in the 50s and all that era, it was initially presented by journalists. And then one year, you know the way they at it every year, they have a dinner and they have drink. That's what makes it so much more fun than the Oscars. Because everyone starts getting trolleyed out completely. And it's great fun for speeches and everything else. But one year, the Rat Pack invaded the stage and took over presenting it.
Brilliant.
And they asked them to come back and do the same thing next year. And that started this idea of having celebrities or comedians or stars presenting it. And it just kind of took off.
Would that be up on YouTube when the Rat Pack came
I don't think so, unfortunately.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It would have been great to see.
So Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr.
Apparently they just invaded the stage. Oh, some journalist from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was presenting the awards and they just took over and everyone loved it and thought it was brilliant and it just kind of went from there.
There you go, Jarvis Cocker. That's the way to invade a stage and get away with it properly. Okay, let's look at some of the film categories then. And in any way, when you look back, do they reflect accurately then what happens in
sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
I think sometimes they get it completely wrong.
Well, it's not that they get it completely wrong. The fact that they have this division, usually maybe one or two, maybe one, usually only one of the films that's in the category, maybe two. And since the Oscars have increased it to 10, there's been more would feature in the best Oscar race. But primarily, they sometimes what happens is that the Hollywood Foreign Press are likely to pick something a bit less traditional and the Oscars go a bit more traditional. That's often been seen the way, in particularly in picking Best Picture.
Yeah.
Say last year that they recognised Ben Affleck, whereas the Oscars didn't even have him nominated, you know, for Argo.
In Argo,
sometimes it can be different that way. But there are a lot of similarities, particularly in some of the acting awards.
Okay, so what have we got? What's the big ones?
Well, there's a two-horse race for Best Drama and that's between Gravity and 12 Years a Slave. Now, the way that they might do it is I think it's definitely a given that Best Director will go to Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity because it's what he achieved with that is stunning. So what they might do is if they give that to him, they could plump for 12 Years a Slave for the Best Drama.
Right.
Now Gravity is currently the bookie's favourite, but it is swinging a bit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that's the way they did it, if they went for 12 Years a Slave. But don't be surprised either if they decide to hell with that, we'll give it to Gravity as well as Alfonso. So that's how I see those two categories going.
And the big one then, Best Actor.
This is really interesting. It's very open this year and I love when it's an open race. Yeah. I love when it's not just straightforward. And the Best Actor this year could go, the obvious choice and the bookie's favourite is Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I'm glad you said his name. I'm sure next year we'll have no problem with his name. But this year, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's his name. And he gives a stunning, extraordinary performance in 12 Years a Slave. I'd love to see him win it. He would seem like the obvious choice, yet Robert Redford is up for All Is Lost.
Yeah, I heard that's
and
a good movie.
Yeah, and he literally says about 8 words in the whole film.
Does he?
Yeah, he's lost at sea. It's kind of like Castaway, only without having the ball to talk to, you know?
Right.
And he's superb in it. And there's talk that because the Hollywood Foreign Press sometimes like the classic, you know, the old...
Yeah, the old school movie.
Old
school
actors. And they could maybe give Redford the nod. There's also talk of McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, but I think it'll probably be between Aoife and Redford in that one, I think. Best Actress is a foregone conclusion. Cate Blanchett, everyone is saying she's going to get it. No doubt about it.
I haven't seen this movie. This is the Woody Allen movie.
The Woody Allen movie. Yeah, I missed it as well. I'm so sorry now. Yeah. I missed it because everyone is saying she's going to get this. She's going to get the Oscar.
Wasn't in the cinema very long over here.
It wasn't for too long. It was in the kind of like the IFI and Screen
and
like that,
and stuff,
Lighthouse, places like that. So it probably didn't get too much around the country either. But she's apparently the foregone conclusion for this. Everyone is saying there's, you know, no competition. Best Picture in the comedy musical one. Like I said, it's a bit of a weird category for what's in it.
Yeah.
But everyone is saying American Hustle. And that is...
That's not a musical.
It's not really a comedy either. I mean, there's a couple of moments where there's kind of a few dark, kind of black comedy moments in it. But I wouldn't class it as a comedy myself. I'm not a big fan of it. I thought it was good. I know you were talking to Ryan Tubridy about it and he loved it.
He said he loved it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the acting performances are fantastic in it and capturing the 70s and the costumes and all that. But I just thought it was okay. I thought it was a decent movie.
Okay.
But it's one of the darlings of the award ceremonies this year and it's going to do well. The best actor and actress in the comedy musical categories. Leonardo DiCaprio is the favourite for The Wolf of Wall Street. But
When is that out?
That's out in a couple of weeks.
Right,
I think actually it might be next Friday. I'm going to see it next week. Leonardo DiCaprio is the bookie's favourite, but Bruce Dern for Nebraska is the one I would love to see win it.
Bruce Dern,
yeah.
My God, that's
you,
old
I think
school.
You should see that film. You should try and get that. I think you would love it. It's an Alexander Payne movie, you know, about Schmidt. Yeah,
this is where
the black and white one.
He thinks he wins.
Yeah, he thinks he's won the millions
lottery,
in the sweepstakes, and he goes
on
a road trip with his son.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing, stunning performance from him in it, and he would. You know, he deserves it, but I think they might go for the more flashy role of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did they rob that idea from us on the show when
possibly
we rang the place and Angus and me were
going
to go to Madrid?
You and Angus
were
going on a road trip.
Yeah, we're going to go on a road trip and get the money. Somebody in Hollywood was just listening online going, there's a movie. We need to shut up when we have good ideas.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the best actress, this is another open category. Amy Adams is a favourite for American Hustle, but Meryl Streep is nominated, and we all know how well Meryl does at awards ceremonies. But the one that could get it, although I think she's going to win in TV, in one of the TV categories, so probably not in this, is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Love her.
Who was in the movie with Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah, enough said.
And she's nominated for that. And but because she'll probably go to win in the TV, I'd say she's an outside bet for the best actress one in the movies.
Right, let's move to TV because this is also a big one, the Golden Globes.
Yes, and that's what's great about the Golden Globes is that they award television as well as film, and where Oscars are just film. But this year, what's interesting about the drama categories is that Homeland was the big winner last year.
Yeah.
Claire Danes, Damon Lewis, and all that. They also did well. This year, Homeland's not nominated. Claire Danes isn't nominated. They're not. Because I think they felt season 3 was a letdown, which I definitely agree with.
Up to about episode literally 5 or 6, that was it. The last two were okay, but after that it was just a bit silly, yeah.
But everyone is thinking, because it's last year, that Breaking Bad will win the best TV series drama. But the thing about the Hollywood Foreign Press is they've never been big supporters of Breaking Bad. They've never really, it's never done well.
Right.
So it could lose out to House of Cards, I think.
Oh, okay.
Now, I hope it wins. You know how much of a Breaking Bad fan I am. And I think they might give it to it this year because they know House of Cards will be back again next year with a second season coming soon and all that. Best actor in the drama category, again, it'll be between Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad and Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. Now, I think...
Two great actors
and two brilliant performances. I think they might give it to Cranston because whatever about the series itself, I think everyone... He may have met that series.
Absolutely,
so brilliant.
Absolutely.
And I think he'll definitely get that.
Yeah.
Again, Kevin Spacey has another chance maybe next year. Best Actress Drama, I know it's not a show you're too familiar with, Scandal, but I watch it. Kerry Washington is the lead actress in it.
Scandal or Revenge or any of those.
Yeah, it's a very soapy show, but it's brilliant. From the creators of Grey's Anatomy, set in Washington, it involves a president and she's a fixer and all that. It's a great show and she's favourite to win it, but it's very much an open race for that one. But she is the current favourite.
Yeah.
Now, the best comedy series, The Big Bang Theory. series is the favourite, and I know you love that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great show.
Girls could take this one again, though. It's not seen as a great year for comedy TV series, the ones that are nominated. Even something like Modern Family is the absolute outsider in the category, even though it's nominated. I wouldn't be surprised if Girls took it, but I think a lot of people would love to see The Big Bang Theory get it. Best comedy actor is a returning face we've not seen in a long time, is Michael J. Fox for The Michael J. Fox Show.
What is The Michael J. Fox Show?
I watched the first couple of episodes. He plays a character who is like him in real life, suffering from Parkinson's. Yeah. He's a news anchor. He was a news anchor, and he quit, and he went home, and he wasn't enjoying it, and he went back to work. And it's about him and his family, his wife and his kids, his teenage kids. And it's not, the show itself isn't great.
Is it not?
And it hasn't been doing well in the ratings. Right. But a lot of people feel that he's going to get this award sentimentality. Yeah. Great to see him back working. And he himself is very good in it. I mean, he's a great actor and he's great fun.
And how is he with the disease as he's acting with Parkinson's?
I mean, you see him sometimes. He's had a couple of guest spots in The Good Wife as well, that great legal drama.
Yeah.
And where he again plays up the Parkinson's as a lawyer, and it's very good. And you do see him. He suffers from the shakes and it's quite bad at times in his speech and everything. But he's amazing. He's an amazing guy, and I think he's an inspiration to a lot of people who are suffering from Parkinson's, and I think for that reason they admire him for what he's done coming back into TV.
His autobiography is one of the best I've read actors.
Have you read the second one?
No, I haven't.
There's a second one where he deals with the first one is about a lot, you know, Back to the Future and all, and family ties and everything else, and then when it ends with him kind of when he got diagnosed with Parkinson's. Yeah. He's written a second one about since then and how he's coped with Parkinson's. You should get that. It's well worth reading.
Okay, and we have best comedy actress.
This
Julia is my favourite TV show at the moment.
In Veep. I think she's definitely favourite to get. I'd say she'll probably get it too. She won last year as well. And
the script in this is stunning. The characterisation is brilliant. If no one has seen Veep, it's about the vice president. It's it is one of the best comedies in
years.
It's
very funny. She's great. People would know her from Seinfeld, and she's done really well since that. Yeah,
I love it. So if anyone wants to watch it, where can we watch it?
Well, it's brilliant this year because normally on the Sunday night when Golden Globes is on, you turn on the E channel, the entertainment channel, and you have the red carpet, live from the red carpet from 11 until 1 a.m. and then normally that's it, 1 a.m. the show starts in America, but you don't get to see it. But this year E are actually carrying the show live. They're covering it, so you will be able to watch at 1 a.m. when the red carpet coverage ends on E from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. the actual full Golden Globe ceremony. Yeah, I think I will.
Really?
I'm taking Monday off. I think I will.
Okay, so RTE, it's on Monday night. Is it for more sensible people?
For the more sensible people who are going into work or who have to get up or can't last through the night. RTE2 Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m. we've got highlights from the red carpet, and then 9 p.m. to 11:15 edited highlights from the Golden Globe ceremony.
Okay, all good stuff. I'm going to keep this list just to see how you do.
Well, those lists are actually the favourites. I should probably give you a list later of what I think will
win. We'll see how that works out. All right, thanks, Amanda. 1850715922 or text us at 51552. It is the Column A Show. It's 2FM. 2FM.